Well, good afternoon. We have several displays, and we're going to ask Scripture Union to give us a maximum of 5 minutes to tell us about Scripture Union. Ready, set, go.
Okay, even though Scripture Union, a lot of times, I bet those of you who have any connections with Africa or the Caribbean, you know Scripture Union because of their Bible clubs and camps in the summer. And so Scripture Union is known for two things. One is for outreach programs for children. We do summer programs out on beaches and playgrounds and in projects where kids are hanging out and do drama and music and so forth. And then we have an after-school club that we also do. So, and one of the neat things is, if you're going to do a program like that, then I come along to help train you and mentor people and problem solve if they need that and so forth. But out of the children's ministry, which started 150 years ago, they also felt like, well, we can't have these kids all excited about Jesus in the summer and then they don't have anything to feed them during the rest of the year. So they started writing Bible notes, they called them. And they have developed into Bible reading guides. One that is Encounter with God, which is a little bit more for people who are familiar with Scripture. And the other one is Discovery. And they are different than almost every daily Bible reading guide you might use, because they really help you get dig into the passage of Scripture rather than just of using the passage as a theme-based thing where they jump from. So I have free Bible reading guides back there, and if you want to hear more about how to reach unchurched children with the gospel, I would be thrilled to talk with you. Thank you for the listening.
Excellent timing. I started with Scripture Union 48 years ago this month, and that group has been a great blessing to me. Do you ever wonder what the church army is? Is it something you saw? Oh, you know what it is. All right, Brian, can you give us 5 minutes max on church army? He's setting his clock.
Anglicans do thing in right order. So folks always ask, what is church army? I always tell people church army is like Salvation Army, but we baptize. It's true. I actually, for those of you who are walking back from lunch, there's a guy, Anthony, met him on the street today. Asked him about what he was doing, ended up praying with a guy. We baptized him on the way back from lunch, right? I've got his picture right here. He's going to connect with Matt, right? When we speak and preach, we've heard it all week, all day. When the power of the gospel goes out, you're going to get a response. Very rarely it's, get away, I don't want it. What we found out with Church Army is that, you know, what must I do to be saved, right? So this guy was waiting for someone to tell him about Jesus. So I took his daughter's sippy cup, and I dumped it on his head, right? Just the water. We only use the water, right? So what Church Army is all about is about bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to the marginalized where they're at. My wife has said 27 years in special education. Our philosophy of ministry tags up with what she does. It's creating the least restrictive environment. For the non-believer, the most restrictive environment is inside this church, amen? Least restrictive environment is outside where the people are. I have a church that meets on the front steps of City Hall every Saturday. We get about 100 plus or so that show up. We baptize folks in a public fountain in front of City Hall. We have the most expensive baptismal font in Hartford, right? Separation of church and state means I get to use their baptismal font and they can't complain back at me, right? But the thing is, Church Army is about coming alongside the church, helping reawaken the prophetic imagination of the Holy Spirit, to bring us outside the walls to people who desperately need to hear the name of Jesus. You know, I've been involved as 26 years in ministry. I started off with Young Life. I was ordained in East Africa, right? Sent back before all these things happened. I've been around the block a few times, and I've been there. We thought when we came under certain bishops, thank you, Jesus, for sending them to you. We opened our doors. Where'd they all come in? You know, so we're about going out and finding them. So we're in nursing homes, right? We had a 91-year-old woman who was nonverbal Jewish woman on Ash Wednesday just weeping, saying, I love Jesus, I love Jesus, right? The Holy Spirit, it's like real. You said he's he, it's a person. I believe it, a Trinitarian, right, Bishop? So it's legit. So if we're going to bring the gospel out, we go into places like nursing homes, and we think every soul there matters to God. Whenever I travel and teach, I go by, I always see these cemeteries. A soul matters to God no matter where he is, amen? No matter what size church you have, what color they are, if they're in the White House or in a crack house, that soul matters to Jesus Christ. And as we heard, is worth every single effort of the church to go and claim that for his glory. And his beautiful sermon, by the way, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get stuck, but praise God for that. That was the message we heard. So we come along churches when we get invited in. We can share not so much like what to do, but how to do it, right? We always go back into preparing ourselves to be holy vessels of God, right? And we walk in there in the power of the Spirit of God. We're teaching people how to listen well and hear the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking in the other person's lives, about building relationships authentically. So we're there time after time again. And as we show up, people build trust. And over time, we're going to hear them say, hey, can I ask you a question? Right, we don't have to really, as Dr. Noel was saying, we don't have to argue people into the kingdom of God. They start saying, well, how come you're here? It's 17 below zero. How come you're here? Why are you scraping grape juice off the top of the cup? Why? Because Jesus scraped me off the floor of my sin and came and gave me life and life to the full. And the beautiful piece, too, is it's not so much about us going out to work with them. It's the people that go out and realize, but by the grace of God go I. None of us did anything to be where we are at what time, right? I have 40 seconds. So when we show up and we're reminded time and time again, right, that while we were yet dead in our sins, Christ died for us. That we're one phone call away from a huge life change. And then we're going to minister from gladness of heart, right? Not out of compulsion, but out of compassion that Christ has given us. So that's Church Army. I'd love to come and hang out with you guys. And that's what I'm sticking with. I have 27 seconds. Anybody? Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian. God bless you.